Friends, welcome back to our subject, stores management. And we will move on to the next chapter now, chapter number 13. And the name of the chapter is Stores Accounting, Discrepancies in Material Receipts. It's a big headache to all of us. In order to prevent the discrepancies, the supplier's bill or supplier's invoice must accompany the materials so that we can check the purchase order invoice, the purchase order reference on the invoice, the quantity written on the invoice and actual quantity. So, supplier's bill must accompany. If supplier says, I will send the invoice afterwards, the material should not be accepted. If excess supply of quantity than the order comes, what to do? Suppose excess supply is not required, the excess quantity must be returned to the supplier. Payment to be released for order quantity only, because we do not want the excess quantity. Suppose excess quantity is required by us, it is okay for us that excess quantity has come, then excess quantity may be retained and payment has to be made as per the rate given in the purchase order. Very clear, very obvious. Then, if short supply is there, sometimes order is 1000 pieces, actually only 900 pieces come, then the suppliers to be asked to supply the balance quantity. Very clear, if the balance quantity is not required, for example, okay, 900 is okay for us, then the supplier may be informed, don't send the required quantity, 900 is okay for us, and the purchase order can be treated as closed, because okay, the purchase order was 1000 pieces, he has supplied 900, it is okay for us, close the purchase order. But if the quantity is required, because if 1000 are required, then we have to ask the supplier to supply the balance quantity, and if the supplier is so irresponsible that he does not supply the remaining quantity, it may be purchased from alternate source, recovering the extra cost and damages from the supplier only. For example, this original supplier is giving you one material at 6.50 rupees, but from external other supplier, if alternate source is giving me at the rate of 7.50 rupees, this 1 rupee must be recovered from the bill of the original supplier. Very clear? Then quantity not as per specifications. That means quality, as far as quality is concerned, as far as quality parameters are concerned, this material is rejected, because the material is not as per specifications. But still, if you can accept it under concession, okay, accept it and retain at lower mutually agreed price. You say to the supplier that, look, the quality is not as per specifications, but under concession we are accepting it, but I will not give you that same price which is as per the purchase order, I will give you the less price. If it cannot be accepted, for example, the specifications have to be there, and hence the material cannot be accepted, return it to the supplier, advising him to replace the materials as per purchase order. If he doesn't replace, buy it from the alternate supplier and charge it to the original supplier. Then, suppose he has supplied quality above standard, well and good. For example, quality is much better than what we are accepting. Naturally, the price will be also more, but we don't pay extra price. We'll pay the same price for the higher quality. If you can retain it, if it is not required, return to the supplier, advising him to replace the materials as per the purchase order. But if supplier says, sir, please take the material, I will accept the original price as per the purchase order, well and good. If you are able to keep it, retain it. Payments for receipts, supplier should be paid as per the quantity accepted. For example, he has supplied you 1000 parts, but 100 parts get rejected, we will pay only for 900 pieces. Very, very clear. Quantity received minus quantity rejected. And price as per details given in the purchase order about discount, taxes, terms of payment, return of containers, packing, forwarding charges, everything should be properly considered. The charges such as freight charges, demurrage paid by the organization have to be recovered from the supplier only, because demurrage is not to be charged to us, that means buyer. Supplier has to take responsibility for that. Then accounting for the issue of materials. We are issuing the materials, how to account them? That is the subject of today. After posting of stores, requisitions, that means indents, in the issue column of bin card, one copy is sent to costing department for necessary posting in the stores ledger, pricing of issues and accounting. How to do the pricing, we are going to discuss in this chapter. That means if I have bought the materials at 6 rupees 50 paisa, then next lot comes at 7 rupees, then issue has to be in some case as per the weighted average of that price. So all that systems we will discuss now. Stores records, there are two records, two kinds of records. Bin card is there, which is on the bin. Then stores ledger is there, which is in the costing department. Look at this bin card. Bin card, which says what is the maximum stock level, what is the minimum stock level, what is the reordering level, what is the material code, what is the description. We have discussed in earlier chapter what is the material code, what is the description, what is the identification. Receipts, date, GRN number, quantity. Issues, date, manufacturing number, quantity. Balance, quantity, date, initials. So this quantity is the bin card quantity. Actual quantity has always to tally with the bin card quantity. In our various stock takings, which we have discussed, the bin card balance must always tally with the actual quantity. Bin card is a quantitative record of receipts. Issues and closing balance. Only three things are there. The bin cards are issued not only for entering the receipts and issues, but also for controlling the stock by watching the maximum and minimum levels stated on the card, which I have already explained to you. When the ordering level is reached, the storekeeper has to send the requisition for further supplies. For each entry, the balance quantity is calculated. It should agree with the physical balance in bins and store ledger balances. There are two records, bin and store ledger. And actual balance quantity must agree with the physical balance and store ledger balance. This is the store's ledger card. How it is done? Simple, receipts, issues, balance. On 1st February, 1200 are received at the rate of 2. 2400, so my balance is 2400. On 4th, 600 are received at the rate of 210, that means 2 rupees 10 paisa. So the cost of this is 1260. What is the total? So total quantity is 1800. On 6th, 1000 is issued, so remaining is 800. On 10th, again 1400 pieces are received at the higher rate of 2 rupees 20 paisa. So the price of this is 3080, so I have now 2200 pieces. On 15th, 1600 is issued and 600 are now remaining. On 28th, 600 are received, so 1200 is the balance. And on 23rd, 200 are issued and 1000 is the balance. So look at this, the quantity received is 3800. The total amount price paid is 8240. So 8240 divided by 3800 becomes the weighted average price of 2.1684. 8240 divided by 3800, that means average I have received the material at 2 rupees 1684 paise. And so whatever 2800 I have issued at this average rate, which is becoming 6072, then 8240 minus 6072, that means value of my closing inventory becomes 8240 minus 6072, and that is 2168. This is the store's ledger card, which is done in addition to bin card. So always I know what is the value of inventory which I am holding. Continuously I know what is the value of inventory I am holding. Store's ledger, after posting in the bin cards, all the material documents such as goods receipt and inspection note, store's requisition note, material return note, materials returned to suppliers, stock verification note, shortage and excesses are to be valued and posted in store's ledger by following the same order and sequence as followed in the bin cards. I am going to explain to you this by showing you some certain tables. So, normally there should not be any difference between the quantities, balances shown in the two sets of records. They should tally. Reconciliation. What is reconciliation? If the stock in the bin card and actual stock does not tally. Reconciliation between physical balance of stores and bin card balances in respect of each material. Reconciliation between bin cards and store ledger regarding quantities. Generally they should tally. But if they don't tally, reconciliation. Reconciliation between stores ledger and cost ledger. The error should be reconciled and corrected at regular intervals. Inventory valuation is an important matter. I should know what is the value of inventory which I am holding. And how it will be calculated, I showed you on store's ledger. Valuation as per actual cost. I will show you one example of valuation as per actual cost. I will show you one example of valuation as per actual cost or market price, whichever is lower. Valuation as per market price. Valuation as per anticipated selling price. It can happen that the selling price is more than purchase price. So we issue it as per the anticipated selling price. So the issue is done as per various cost. For example, it can be done as per actual cost, whatever we have used the purchase cost, then market price, then anticipated selling price, valuation as per actual cost. For example, if you see this table very carefully, you see here the on 1st of September, I had 25 units at 650, so price was 162.50. On 4th, I have issued 85 pieces, I'm sorry, 8 pieces at the SR number 85. So 8 goes out from 25, remains 17, and issue is done at 6.50 rupees as per the actual price. Then I get 26 GRN number, 50 units. And now look at the rate here, 575. So here the total cost is 287.50 and I have now 67 pieces, the average price becomes 594. But when I issue these 12 pieces, I issue these 12 pieces not at 594 but at 650. Actual cost, these 25 pieces, till I issue these 25 pieces, I will be issuing at the rate of 650 only. Look at this. Then I have returned 10 pieces, but these 10 pieces were bought at 575. So I have issued at 575. Then I issue 5. this 5 belong to this 25 only. So I issue at 650. So this is the way how I do the valuation of my inventory as per actual cost of purchase. That means if I have bought the material at 650, I issue at 650. Then next lot, if I have bought as 575, I issue at 575. So like that, this is the valuation, and at the end of the day, that means on 30th September, I have 28 units and the average price is 591, and the cost of our cost of inventory what I am holding now is rupees 165. So this is the way valuation of inventory as per actual cost. That means I issue the parts as per actual purchase cost. This is one way. Secondly, receipts and issues of an item in store. This is one example. For example, 9th January, I have received 10 parts at the price of 17. Then next 19th, 25 parts at the rupees 10, very less price. 29 January, 15 numbers I have received only at 8 rupees. Here I was very lucky. Then 13th of February, 20 parts at 12 rupees. 27 February, 10 parts at 16 rupees 9 paise. So price is varying. Then 30th of March, 20 rupees. This has happened. So how do I do it? I can do the weighted average is used for pricing duties. What is weighted average? Calculate the running average. For example, here you can see 10 parts, 17 rupees, 170 rupees. Then I have received 25 parts at 10 rupees, 250. So average, weighted average becomes 12. You issue at 12. Then you have got the next lot at 8 rupees. The average price becomes 10 rupees 50 paisa. 420 divided by 40 is 10 rupees 50 paisa. Then you issue at 10 rupees 50 paisa. Then next lot, according to that, you can do the pricing. So at any given time, either you can do the actual cost, then you can use weighted average price for issuing, like it is shown here. 12 rupees, 10.5 rupees is not the actual cost, it is weighted average price. That means in one case we have seen the issue as per actual price, in another case we have seen issues are done as per the weighted average price. Then transaction from the book of accounts of a manufacturing firm are like this. Opening stock was 300, rate was 970, then purchase was done at 250 quantity for 980 and so on. Then I can do the stores ledger as per FIFO method. What is FIFO? First in, first out. Look at this. On 1st of December, I had 300 rupees. 300 units brought at 9 rupees 70 paisa. Then I got 250 units at 980, 10 rupees costlier. Then what I did, I have issued 300 units, but I have not issued at the weighted average price. I have issued at 970 only. Look at this. First in, first out. Then I have received this 980, 250. I issued them at 980. That means first in, first out. Next, it is LIFO. Last in, first out. Last in, first out means I have received material, initially I had 9 rupees 70 paisa, then I have received at 980. When I have issued these 250, I have issued at 980 and not 970. Because last in, first out. What is last in? Last in is at 980. So I have issued at 980. So this is the way how I value my inventory as per FIFO, as per LIFO, as per weighted average price, various things are there. The following transaction took place in respect of a material item. Received, issued, like that. So, what I have done? I have prepared stores ledger according to using the standard price of 22. That means, Whatever is the purchase price, whatever is the purchase price, whatever is the weighted average, whatever is the FIFO, LIFO, I have always issued the parts as per these prices. For example, they have said that issue at 22, show the variance at the end of May 31st. So I have issued 22. I have issued here at 22. I have issued here at 22, like that. Okay. So prepare stores ledger account using the standard price of 22 per unit. Okay. Next. Prepare stores ledger account on replacement price basis. That means on 20th January 22 rupees, 16th March 24 rupees, 12th April 23 rupees, and 25th May 22 rupees. So I have issued as per this 22, 24, 23, 20. Okay? These issues here, why? You may be wondering why I have done at 20 rupees, because it is return. It is return to the customer because I had bought the material at 20 rupees. So return is I have done at 20 rupees, but otherwise I have used the same prices. Okay, sir? Then the stores ledger accounts of manufacturing company reveal the following entries of particular material. Look at this table. On the 2nd January, we had 4,000 units of 7,200 rupees. Then receipts are done like this. Issues are done like this. So, opening stock on 1st January was 20,000 units valued at 40,000 rupees. Closing stock, as per the physical variation, was 6,950 units. So, this is the value of closing stock is 13,404, quantity 6,940 on the basis of weighted average method. I have shown you various examples of valuation of inventory. Value of closing stock under FIFO method will be 12,912 rupees 50 paisa. So this is the way how we must value our inventory properly. Bin card balance, value of the inventory must be known to you at any time. Thank you.